right, we try to take another caller. Yes, good morning.
No, I'm here. Good morning to Mr. Bryce.
How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. I want to use four quick things to you before I get into the meat of what I'm calling you about. The first one, taking it from you that I don't listen. You know, well, I do listen. Because this morning there was a notice that went out which states that the waterworks at Curtin's will be working on a problem there and that the people will be out of water for the day. So that notice is out there as far as waterworks is concerned. Okay. That's one. Two, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not the former MP. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want people to feel that when you refer to the former MP, that you is left open. And the other one, as far as I'm concerned, deals mainly with something that you cannot answer, I cannot answer, and I believe an attorney will be able to answer it for us, because I did not go, I haven't done law, but I went to the University of Curiosity and Belief. So since I went to the University of Curiosity, and I think you went too, and Belief, we cannot be factual. Things we say are of curious opinions and public opinion. Now, I take in yesterday's front page in relation to the contract that was issued. Surprising, Mr. Price, that there were statutory boards. Surprising that statutory boards are controlled by chairpersons. And then under the chairpersons, you have the CEOs. And under the CEOs, you have the human resource persons who are likely to be responsible for the department. The question I'm asking here, and I hope it will be answered, if these contracts were signed by the individuals, and who were the people that witnessed the signature of these people who signed the contract? And this is very important. A contract, and I'm speaking from experience, a contract needs to have a signature on it and a date. So if I'm reading in the newspaper that somewhere along the line that contract has been issued to people for an extension of time, there are other players in this game that I believe need to be known. And that's the person who may be the human resource person. That's the person who may be the chairperson. That's the person who may be the CEO. And that's the person who signed as a witness to the contract. So since there's a signature that's attached to that contract, I'm asking if I'm wrong or if I'm right. And I'm also asking the media, somewhere along the line, if they can get the back page, we don't want the fine print, if they can get the back page of these contracts, which carry the signatures of those people who have been given extended time, and also those persons who witness the signature of these people, because we are in a society of blaming people, we are in a society of accusing people, but those persons who are responsible and who should be accused and who should at least be exposed as well, sit behind in their soft armchairs, allow things to happen, and other people are faced with the exposure. Now, Mr. Price, you know what I'm saying is correct. You know that somewhere along the line that you can't answer that, I can't answer it. So some attorney got to come and tell us if a contract is complete, if it has not the signature of a witness. It cannot be. It has to have a signature of a witness. And that witness could be anybody, could be the human resource person, could be the CEO in the absence of the person who signed it, could be the chairman in the absence of the person who signed it. So I'm asking these questions as from the University of Curiosity and Public Opinions. Can you give me... No, I come back to you before I move. Can you tell me if I make sense or it don't make sense?
You have a point.
I have a point. So thank you for that one, which means I do listen. No, let me come to another point. Every day you pick up the newspaper, you're reading different investments. You're reading about this body building a hotel, this body. No, Mr. Price, sometime back, I'm not saying that we are beggars, but I think that sometime ago, in my reading and in my coverage, that Turner's Network, the religious television organization, built a hospital in Haiti and also provided the people in Haiti with the necessary health care products, including an ambulance and everything. I'm wondering if we have gone past the stage of, instead of people rushing in here to build hotels, where we've now saturated almost all of our areas. If we can't get somebody to come and say, look, instead of the government building a hotel for $800 million, we are going to contribute a hotel to your country. We're going to make sure they have your health scheme, because what is the sense of sending a tourist down here? What is the sense of packing hotels in this country? And our health system seems not to be what it should be. So I am appealing to some international body. I'm appealing to somebody in authority. I'm appealing to at least those persons who can sub-justify what I'm saying, that there are people across the world, whether they're religious organizations or whether who are not interested in hotels, but they're interested in the development of a country. And you know, Mr. Price, you're a journalist. You're one of them journalists they have respect for. You know that somewhere along the line, that within the area in Haiti, they have had some help. In Jamaica, they've had some help. In Trinidad, they've had some. Where it is that we have to be opening our doors every day for somebody coming and investing in a hotel, investing in some franchise, and investing in something. And all of that money at the end of the day siphons out of the country, goes to respective countries, and none is left here other than scrap. We don't benefit from anything because the lifestyle that does not equate for our lifestyle. The lifestyle is airplane, yacht, and travel the world. And we support that. We support that as poor people of Barbados. We support these people in their lifestyle. I am appealing. I am lobbying. I am asking that somewhere along the line that we stop allowing these things and make some demands. Make some demands that don't come. I like the 20% and 25% introduced by the Prime Minister in relation to this new project that is coming. But I still feel that we need some help someplace. I feel our polyclinics, I feel, Mr. Price, I'm serious about it, that we cannot saturate this country anymore with investors coming to build hotels. Let some Barbadians buy some houses as they're custom during the World Cup cricket and develop their properties so that they'll be beneficiaries of a development of a country. Let's get some major enterprise come and say, well, look, you plan to build a hospital. You ain't got no money to build a hospital. You're only laughing up in people's face. We can help you with the hospital. Find a location. You plan to look at doctors from...
But Mark, okay, I've listened to you, but, I mean, let's be realistic here. And I really can't go on with it because time is ticking away, but the reality is that we need some level of development so that we can employ our people. You understand this, and I know that you do.
Investment, Ms. Okay? Investment.
Hospital investment. Just a second. The thing of investing in a hospital, it is even more than just putting up a building. In fact, the easiest thing about a hospital is putting up a building. When you bring in the equipment, you have to have people trained for the equipment. Then you have to have nurses trained. So what we're talking about is upgrading our entire health sector. And that is from the schools, these right up. So it is much more than that. I toured Colombia a few years ago when it was a medical tour where we looked at how they were improving their health sector. And the first thing they did when they came up with their plan is that they were training nurses and doctors. And, of course, that would be like a five-year. So that's a five-year period. So the whole thing starts first with training. The nurses, the doctors, then then all the other ancillary staff to deal with the x-rays and everything else. All those people were trained. And then what they try to do is to get some of these people in Europe and into the United States and different parts of South America to work to gain some experience and then bring them back. By the time they come back, they bring back the machinery and the buildings are there. Then they can then roll it out. And now Colombia has a very good system, a paid system, I should add, that people are flying from the Curacao, Aruba, Trinidad, other parts of Latin America and Central America are going because the cost there is much less. So you can get operations done there for much less than you can get them done in the United States. In fact, if you recall, a leading Barbadian police officer who died, he passed away in Colombia, okay? And that was not accidental because they offer a range of surgeries because they have the trained personnel. It's about putting that infrastructure in place. It's not just building a building. We got to take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. For those who are wondering if we were going to still bring the press conference, no, the press conference I think is ended. As I said from the beginning, we would be trying to get the link, and we did not get that link, so we could not bring it to you. And I do apologize for that. So we'll hear soon from Stetson Babb, certainly in the 12:30 news, as to what the commissioner would have said. We go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You are on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
A very good morning to you, Mr. Bryce.
Yes, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am not too bad, thanks. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. Now, I want to discuss about three things with you, starting with transport.
Mm-hmm.
Until a comprehensive study is done, not a study, a comprehensive study is done, we are going to be spinning top of mud where transport is concerned. Now, I say that because let's start with transport board. For the last 30, 35 years, and you just said it, it's been a lot of money spent in subsidies. But yet still, within all those years, you cannot have an efficient transport board. That tells me something is wrong. Within the last 25 years, you had a system where you call it private-public transport. And you cannot get that up and running properly. Everybody doing as they like. That tells me something is wrong. So you need to go back to the drawing board and have a comprehensive study done, even including a merger to have an effective transport network in this country. Until such time, we're wasting time. No.
But why don't you think that we've been spinning out in mud all this time?
I'm sorry?
Why do you think that we have not really gotten it right all this time?
It's because of, in my opinion, the situation of being political and the favoritism and a whole lot of other things. Some of them you really can't mention. Because I'll say to you clearly, within the last 4 years, a transport authority was put together, 4 to 5 years. But that was, in my opinion, more or less a personal gain. Because I haven't seen anything done whereby they improved the transport network of this country. What they did is confuse it.
So now, your second point?
Monkeys. You cannot monkey around with this thing here. Because I hear a guy say just now, he will put a virus. You got to be careful. In Africa, monkeys were diagnosed with a virus called SIV. This is somewhat similar to HIV. So you got to be careful with putting viruses out there. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two.
I think that's a bad suggestion, by the way. I didn't say it, but I thought that was a very bad suggestion.
Very bad suggestion. Now, my take on monkeys, you look around. Some years back, between my family, I cultivated about 5 acres of land at Oldbury. I never saw one monkey. You know why? I've realized that on open areas, cleared areas, monkeys don't venture. But where the habitat is close, you can get a lot of problems. So my thing is, looking at clearing lands, then you're going to cultivate. Then there are other things that would keep off monkeys. You know what I found out recently? Monkeys don't like snakes. So why not get some rubber snakes?
Some what?
Monkeys don't like rubber snakes.
Rubber snakes.
Yeah.
Monkeys are also very smart.
I know
that. So you may fool them for a little while.
I know they're smart. I can tell you with monkeys. Because I have some to sit down the back section of my apartment. Like, I tell myself, eat one here. Get one here. Just go and climb on the patio and sit down and lap the feet and eat and look bold. And I said, these people like that one, but you know. But the thing about it, is you have to find a method of keeping them away. They don't like smell. Things like disinfecting and whatnot, they don't like that. Spray around the area, you don't see monkeys. So there are lots of things you got to do with the monkeys is concerned. Third point, garbage collection. I heard you just now say from August, we'll be paying a fee.
August 1st.
And my calculation tells me it's $46.50 per month. Once they register on the Barbados Water Authority, we get a water bill. That would be attached to your water bill. Not for water, but for garbage collection.
Garbage collection is sewage as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, and they said that money also is to go and help do road repairs and what's not.
No. Those levies are specifically for the garbage collection and the sewage. Specifically
right.
for that.
I am going to say it to you clearly, while I endorse and appreciate lots of things that the present administration is doing, I think they made a mistake in that calculation. And I'll tell you why I say so. If you're going to tell me for the domestic purposes, I'm going to pay $46.50. What then would you charge commercial? Because you cannot charge the commercial the same.
No, they're being charged 50%. I don't have it in front of me, but it's 50% of the 50% of their water bill, I think. This is in terms of the sewage.
Because
don't forget their collection, their garbage collection is always paid for. They're different from the household.
Because when you look across, this is going to generate a whole lot of money per annum for the government. I did a small calculation, and I think I netted about between 70 to 80 million when the year comes.
Do you realize that this money? Okay, what the Prime Minister said is that garbage collection will be taken out of the consolidated fund. In other words, technically, central government will no longer be paying for it. This levy is supposed to pay for all of that.
I don't have a problem. I was just concerned.
So we're literally going to be paying for our garbage collection. If our garbage are collected in the proper time, we have every reason though to keep. No, it's going to be paying for it directly.
We won't have to keep noise because I think this administration and listening to Honorable Prime Minister Motley, she's in a position where she's eagerly and ready to go and get trucks. And but I would say not to do it in a hasty manner. I think it should be further discussed. Get personnel that knows what's going on. Visit Scania. I put an ad for Scania and get some good working trucks. You can get some reconditioned trucks.
We gotta take a commercial break, but before we go, I just need to tell you though that one person here supports your idea of rubber snakes. They're saying rubber snakes will work for monkeys, but they must be repositioned every day. So somebody supports you out there with the rubber snakes. We take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm being told that I spoke out of turn about businesses and a lot of businesses paying for their garbage. This person here is saying to me, Mr. Price, you are incorrect in saying the businesses pay for garbage separately. The majority of businesses in the city do not pay. Their garbage is collected for them free right now. Hopefully, they'll now have to pay through the water rates. And I sincerely hope that will happen as well. So I guess it will have to happen because that is the whole idea behind this new levy. And before I go back to the phone lines, this other person is saying here, this is dealing with the monkeys. The monkeys used to go in my mango tree. I placed the dog under it, and they never came around. One morning, my son took the dog for a walk, and they came, and they returned. And then he's also given us a tip. They hate to smell Jay's fluid, too. So that is just it. And just another quick one. Sanka, the other day I caught a ZR at the bottom of Culmer Rock going to Luther Thorne School. The driver took the van all through Britain's Hill because the traffic was moving slow. I told him where I was going, and he said he will get me there. Sanka, I ended up opposite the road by Scotiabank and had to walk all the way back to the school. He gave me back my bus fare and said he was sorry. Well, at least he gave you back your bus fare. But I do understand your frustration here. It is now 11:42. Don't forget 11:55, we break for the regional roundup. Good afternoon. Good morning, sorry. You are on Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
How are you today?
I am well, and how are you?
I'm fine.
Great. I'm calling about lawlessness and ignorance in increasing lawlessness and ignorance in Barbados.
I wish you had called yesterday as well, but I'm happy to hear you right now. Go right ahead with your contribution.
The Bible tells us that righteousness exalts a nation. Right living. Right living according to the word of God. But sin is a reproach to people. Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Meaning it's a shame. So I'm saying even down now to our graveyards, it has gone to that point. Courthouses, our pulpits, our government, our roads. I think we as a nation need to get back to living the way our Creator designed us to live.
And what is that way?
Righteously before Him, right living, being in obedience to Him.
But
following his teachings.
But there are some people who will tell you that they don't believe in God, and it's not necessary to believe in God, that they can live their lives as is.
And they're absolutely, absolutely, and completely free to do that. But it does not mean that they do not need to be told or to be taught that this is the way. And then they have the choice to do what they need to do. But at least they have a choice. They know they're being taught. And this is where we come in. My call is on not the government, not the public. My call is for the people of God to first live righteously, live right living, to stand up for righteousness.
And be good examples.
Of course, because they're going to be living righteously. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling on them, the people of God, not the government. I'm calling on the people of God mm-hmm. to live righteously, live right before God, follow mm-hmm. His teachings. And then to stand up for righteousness.
Why do you think the situation has deteriorated to the level it has?
Well, part of it comes back to my call is that the people of God are not doing what they're supposed to do. First, because God says He's going to judge the church. First of all, He's going to judge the church first. He's going to judge the people of God first. Because if you know what you're supposed to do and you're not doing it, you can't teach anybody, can't show anybody who does not know. So first of all,
I'm saying
that the people of God need to live right. Mm-hmm. And then there's systems that are set in place. One of the systems that God has set in place is the government. He says that we are to pray for the government, whatever government, we are to pray for them. And then the government has a responsibility to God to set His righteous standards.
Mm-hmm. So
the nation of Barbados mm-hmm. has already been established for us. That's our foundation.
Do you think that the church should be involved in crop over? I'm asking because I saw an article in the Saturday Sun where Reverend Paul, mm-hmm. Father Paul, Clement Paul from the Catholic Church, as well as Reverend Marcus Lashley from the Anglican Church, were suggesting that where people gather like that, the church should be, because it's there that they would need to communicate with people to help them to basically regulate the behavior and whatnot. In other words, they can enjoy themselves without going overboard. So what is your take on that?
One of the other things he says that you could correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. is that there's nothing wrong with reveling. But let me ask you a question mm-hmm. in case you didn't know that. Right now there is a group called the Walk Holy Group, and they are a part of Crop Over. They're a group that they go out first. And mm-hmm. what they do is that they worship. What they do is that they have prayer points where they actually pray for people. They sometimes hand out tracts. I don't know if they still do that now, but I remember there were years when they handed out tracts.
Yeah, they still hand out tracts. Yeah.
Right, they're prayer points where they pray for people. And they do not revel. I saw them. They worship. And I don't see anything wrong with that because they're lifting up the name of Jesus. In fact, I personally feel that if many members of the church join that band, it would turn Crop Over completely around. Because what you will have on the street will be a host of people just worshiping each one, the living God. And it would bring the presence of God on, because what the word says is that when we worship God, he enters into our situations, and it would change this nation completely around.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get your response here to this WhatsApp, Britton. This person is saying, I totally agree with that man who's talking about what he's tired of seeing on boat cruises and whatnot. I'm tired of seeing women displaying themselves on social media. It is sickening. Every page I open on Instagram, I'm seeing girls behaving as though there is no tomorrow. I understand it is Crop Over. I come home and participate, but gosh, they're going overboard. What is your take on that? How do you...
On the dress? On the what?
Sorry?
On my take on how women dress?
No, how their behavior in general, dress, behavior in terms of Crop Over. Do you think women are going overboard? Do you think people are going overboard in general?
Well, it's not only Crop Over, to be quite honest. Okay. I went to Tile Place. The lady who sells tiles, this is a normal Tile Place, she's saying something. She is in trouble and she's completely straight, that she's there and all she sees is breasts up in her face. So it's not only cruises. It's all around. I think if you treasure yourself, if you think highly of yourself, that you are going to dress in such a way, you will show forth your beauty, because to me, a woman is beautiful. You will show your true beauty and men will appreciate you. They will look at you, but you don't have to be showing what your husband's supposed to see to everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your contribution. I'm sure that we will get some reaction to that, but right now we got to take a break. And
thank
we'll be right
much.
Back. Thank you. Welcome back to Blast That. Sankey Price here with you. Of course, there's Dennis Johnson at the other end. And as Stetson Babb said, there's a 4% decrease in crime, according to the Commissioner of Police. And we'll get those details in the latest in a few minutes' time, as it is, about another half an hour or so. Before we go to the phone lines, I just want to read a couple of WhatsApp messages. And this one is saying, what is happening with the appointments of clerical officers and general workers who have been working for over 5 years in the public service? It is not fair for all contracts to be awarded months in advance of expiration. This person here is speaking in terms of the contracts of CEOs, etc. But some civil servants who have been working for more than 6 years are without permanent appointments, and in some cases aren't paid because of no contract despite their attending work. And he's saying, I've made this contribution a few times now, but it has been ignored. But it hasn't been ignored anymore, sir. And this other person here is saying, Mr. Price, what about the despicable gay pride on our streets? How many more groups will want to put their lifestyles on display now? And this other person is saying that they're in a bank, RBC to correct, right now, 11 customers in the line with one cashier doing banking and everything. And he is not pleased at all. And I'll just give you one last one. This person is saying that monkeys used to go in, right. This other person here is saying that that the J's fluid does not affect monkeys, because if I'm just reading, monkeys hit just fluid my foot. I placed newspaper full under my mango tree. The brutes ignored the paper and went for the mangoes. I planted poison cassava and sweet cassava. They pulled all the sweet and left the poison in the ground. I guess you have some smart monkeys you're dealing with, sir. This is Brass Tacks. You are on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hello. Are you there? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
I am well, sir. And you?
Trying to keep. I read a little article in one of the Daily Nation's newspaper last week in relation to the seaweed and that it would destroy the soil. I mean, we have not even given ourselves the opportunity to fully explore this. But to that person who wrote that article, you know, really destroying the soil, the chemicals are not only the soil, it's destroying us too. That's where the destructive things come from. We need to treat things before we just throw people there and try to destroy them before you start to experiment with them. I would like something to happen, right, in regards to these water bills. It may sound stupid to some people, but I guess some people don't understand. I feel that people over the age of 80 years old, 80 right up to about 100 whatever, I feel those people should be exempt from paying water bills, gas bills, and electric bills. Those people work hard, hard, hard to build the foundation for us. And to me, that's just a small way of rewarding them. I spoke to a lady, 83 years old, on Friday. And she is settled with a gas bill, a water bill, an electric bill. I would like government to come up with some kind of formula so those people would be exempt from paying bills. They work really, really hard.
Sir, well, I understand the point you're making. How do you differentiate households where elderly people over 80 are living and people who are younger than they are living in the same household? I mean, how many households in Barbados today where just people over 80 are living by themselves? How many?
Well, the point is, I understand what you're saying, but the point is, if you're living with younger people who are working, they can pay the bills. I'm talking about people who live alone, and there are quite a few, and that shouldn't be hard to them because they got that won't help. They will have a record of all elderly peer persons. Think of many walk through or drag through rock cuts, rock faces that were there years and years before I was ever born. They didn't know Jackhammer's name. They didn't know Bulldozer's name. It was a hand drill and dynamite. But that's just one example. I really feel that something should be done for them people. I am not going to criticize anything that this government has done so far because they need an opportunity to see if things is going to work or not. I heard Marvin said something last week that I am in total disagreement with. He was talking about the corrupt practices and he don't want to see nobody in jail. I want to see them, Mark. If you can lock up a man for carrier, two toilets, lock up a man for carrier, trap full. I am beginning to wonder. Mark always talk about two Barbadoses. But I am saying more than two. I want to know if there's a law for politicians, a law for the average citizen, a law for the rich. I am watching these things, you know. You have to be consistent in what you're doing. And you have to be fair. If that is the case, then, Mark, I want everybody to let out the dogs. Every single person should be released on dogs. I'm going to take a little more of your time.
Okay, sir. Have yourself a great day. And this person is responding to the note I read earlier about the gay pride. And this person said, I'm so sick of these judgment calls from these people of God. Many of the revelers are better human beings than those who continue to judge them. Tell the homophobic guy get over himself.